Dan, we often say things like, this person really stresses me out. And it's actually possible, right?
Yes, at a psychological, at a physiological level, we do react to each other's moods, including stress.
How so?
Well, you know, we discovered something in the 90s that a lot of people are talking about now, and it's called mirror neurons. And this serves an evolutionary function of empathy.
What do you mean, mirror neurons? What are they?
Okay, so if you and I are sitting together here, and I'm feeling joyful, and you come in with a fairly flat mood, you're going to feel happier just being in my presence. Look, at a very basic biological level, if you hear people giggling, you're going to giggle or certainly feel happier. So these are our mirror neurons. We react to the predominant emotion that's in the room, that's in our presence. We resonate with that. And that's because we're social animals of necessity. Our brains are social organs.
So how do these mirror neurons, how does this work in the case of stress then?
Stress is contagious, and often we can absorb stress without even knowing we're absorbing stress. So if you're in a stressful work environment, that's going to affect you physically. It's going to affect you psychologically in the long run. And what we're learning is it's going to affect your children more than anyone else.
What do you mean?
There's new research now, Mike, and it shows that children absorb their parents' stress. And I choose the word absorb carefully. They really do absorb parental stress. When a parent's upset, a child's heart rate is going to increase. Children experience their parents' stress, and they don't need to understand it or what it's about. A parent can rationalize it to a child and say, it's okay, it's mommy's problem or daddy's problem, or I'm coping with it, or it's no big thing. We can say all the stuff we want to say, but children are going to absorb the mood state, and we do it with each other. We absorb the mood state.
What can we do to protect ourselves from absorbing other people's stress?
First and foremost, always be in touch with our own bodies. Just be close to what we're feeling. It takes 15 seconds, 10 seconds. How does my body feel? What am I seeing without stories? What am I hearing? The other thing is when you are with someone who's feeling stress, understand that that person is suffering. You're not suffering. They are suffering.
And I would think controlling your own stress, perhaps before you come home, before you interact with your children, that sounds like it is really important.
It's terribly important. If you want to be a good parent, take care of yourself. And that's not just a bumper sticker. It is critical for the health and welfare of your child. I see that in my office almost every day, Mike, in that parents who are under stress, parents who deprive themselves, who drive themselves, their children suffer. And they say they do it for their children, but their children suffer at any age. Yeah, we have to take care of ourselves.
Thank you, Dan.
Thank you, Mike. And